Bruce Van Dyke here, talking this morning about speeding up your business, how entrepreneurs, small businesses, and mom-and-pop shops can gain speed without sacrificing quality. Here to talk about that is PMI's Vice President of Products, Sierra Hampton Simmons. Good morning. Sierra, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
But before we get started, what exactly do we mean by speed? Like technologically speed, or, hey, can't you move a little faster? What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, it's really talking about getting things in the market faster, because the first person there is the winner, right? So to be competitive, you really have to get to market faster. And so gaining that speed is, you know, really important and critical. We know that people have shortages of labor. There's all this technology and digital disruptions that are happening. And to remain competitive, they really have to get their products and their services out in the market faster. The fastest one there wins, usually.
And obviously that's a key to that, but you want to maintain your quality. How do you kind of do that quickly but still have the quality that you are expected to have?
Yeah, well, the main thing is to focus on your talent, your workforce, the people who work for you, and really think strategically about how you want to upskill them and prepare them to go faster, right? So the first thing is you got to think about, you know, what kind of skills and competencies do they need to go faster? And also, what kind of tools do they need? Is it some new technology or what have you? And once you determine what those things are, you can upskill your workforce strategically and do things like increase the value that you're providing to your customers, and also increase your speed in adapting new technologies when you need to.
How do you get everybody on board to follow that path?
Well, the first thing is you need to look at what your businesses have identified as the most important skills, but you also need to balance that a little bit with, you know, what your workforce will actually value. So it can't just be something that's too high in the sky. It has to be something that's practical and people can really understand as valuable things. We have a couple of resources like that that can help people if you're trying to upskill your teams faster.
Let's talk about products that you have at the Project Management Institute, exactly what it does and how it helps out the businesses.
Yeah. So we consider ourselves like a one-stop shop for helping people increase their workforce's efficiency. So we have a couple of cool products. One is we have a series called Citizen Developer, which is really designed to help organizations teach their employees the best practices for using low-code and no-code platforms. This is cutting-edge technology that allows employees to build and customize applications on their own, and it allows them to automate their work without having any experience coding or engineering, just regular business workers. So that's one thing we can offer. We also have a suite of business agility products, and that teaches your workforce different ways of working, be it an agile way of working, traditional, or hybrid project management practices. This is cool because it allows your staff to figure out what's the best way for me to get my project done and adopt that rather quickly. And lastly, we have Wicked Problem Solving, which it helps your workforce with the tools they need to visualize ideas and break through any kind of creative burnout they may be experiencing. It helps them and ultimately solve their problems quicker and more efficiently.
Do these become classes that they take, or how is it that they get the information?
These are classes. Most of them are self-paced digital classes that they can take online on any device at their own time. So it's very good. But when they look at our agility products, if they're interested in things like taking classes in person, those are also available on our website, too.
Talking this morning with President of Products, Vice President of Products for PMI, Sierra Hampton Simmons, talking about ways to get your business moving faster, maintaining the quality as well. What size business does this really work for? If you're like a mom and a pop shop, some entrepreneurs, who really benefits from this, and how can you scale it to the different sizes of the organizations?
Well, that's a great question. We really firmly believe that this can work for anyone, be it a mom and pop shop to a large enterprise, especially the self-paced offerings where you don't have, if you're in a smaller organization, you may not have your own training team, for example, or a huge training budget. You can give access to this to your employees, and they can go online and at their leisure take these training classes on any device, even their own cell phones if they want it.
So it just gives them, and I guess maybe it also gives your employees an incentive or gives them a sense that you are trying to give them the best tools to make the best out of their job.
Exactly. And it also allows you to show that, hey, I know you need training. We need you to get training. But we also respect the fact that you may not want to be tied to doing something all day. This is allowing you to do it at the pace that you can and still get the skills and upskilling that you need.
Right. And we're still facing some of those barriers with the supplies, as well as not only from physical supplies to make your products, but also the employees to do it. So you kind of have to sometimes balance the time. When am I going to have time to learn this stuff if I'm still trying to put my widgets together?
Right, exactly. So the beauty of our product offerings is that you can bookmark things, you can search in the courses to figure out which topics are most relevant for you right now, right? And you can pause and come back to it when it's convenient for you. So I think that those self-paced offerings are really, really critical, and especially with smaller organizations who may not have the benefit or the privilege of being able to say, I'm going to take off 3 or 4 days for training. This way they can train at their own pace.
Does the training work for anybody's skill levels? Because some people maybe not, you know, are fresh to everything and may not understand some of the verbiage or even some of how the process works. What do you suggest there?
Well, the very good thing about our curriculum is that we have training at all levels. So all of the trainings I mentioned have like a foundational level, so you can have absolutely no knowledge of it, and it prepares you with the terminology. But if you have staff who's a little bit more expert, we have more expertise, more senior level kind of trainings that we offer as well. And all of them come with different types of things that you can take online.
Sounds good. If people want to find out more about some of this and maybe get some of their staff trained, where's a good place to get some details?
Well, I invite them to visit our website, pmi.org, for more information.
Sounds good. Sierra, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, too, Bruce. Have a great day.
Thanks. Well, Sierra Hampton Simmons joining us. She's PMI's Vice President of Products. That would be the Project Management Institute.